When the angels went away from them to heaven, the shepherds said to one another,
"Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing. Let us go to Bethlehem and see. Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place. Let us go, let us see this thing."
Hello, my friend, and Merry Christmas to you, my friends, to all of us who are gathered, wherever we might be today. You may be sitting quietly by yourself, and if it is Christmas Day, may this be a bright day, a day full of light. Isaiah tells us in the reading for Christmas night, Isaiah 9:1-6, that the people who walked in darkness had seen a great light. Upon those whom dwelt in a land of gloom, a light has shone. And it goes on to talk about abundant joy, and then the child was born to us. A son is given to us, and upon his shoulder dominion, this largeness of power, magnanimous power rests. And so they name him Wonder Counselor. So we name him God Hero, and the one who is Prince of Peace. So with Greg and everybody who shares communications from the mountain, I want to share out a communication, a sharing of with one another, the deep sense of a moving into our lives of God's light and peace in the coming of Emmanuel, God with us in Jesus Christ. Often I think we think of the humble and vulnerable gift of this Christ child through Mary's choice and in a small place and indeed in a manger with Joseph there in protection and those whoever had finally made room, no, not in an inn, but in a manger. And we'd say, yes, we now, within our own hearts, let the child rest. Let restfulness and delight and a reception of peace in what has been maybe a very busy and for many a painful season. I talked to my cousin Dan, whose wife Ann is the supervising nurse in that area of Connecticut where so many children were killed. A young child next door to them lived there and now is home with God. And two or three other children in that neighborhood met that terrible end while some of them protected, covered by a woman, one of the teacher's aides who had poured herself out that day as well, protecting them, trying to she dying with them. And so you and I move from misery and horror, terror indeed, to a moment of rest now, conscious that God has come. It almost seems blasphemous in the midst of so many terrible things other places that we would take this time of rest. But it is indeed what we need to do as a people. For the readings are talking about a child born to us, son, one given to us. I proclaim to you, good news of great joy today. A Savior is born for us, Christ the Lord. As we hear the gospel, hallelujah, before that wonderful, dreamy passage from Luke 2:1-14, when of all people, the shepherds together on a hillside late at night would see the glory of God and the promise coming upon them.
So they went in haste and found Mary and Joseph and an infant lying in a manger. When they saw this, they made known the message that had been told them about this child. All who heard it were amazed at what had been told them by the shepherds. And Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, just as it had been told them by the angel.
My friends, as we simply reflect on this, I'm touching on this deep sense of us, for we have been divided and separated, maybe in our own homes or in relationships, the pain and terror there, and then certainly in tragedies of killing and places of war and violence where vulnerable ones, very vulnerable ones, have been injured and have died. In our deep rigid and Christian tradition, we believe that already they shine like the sun, that they have risen in the sun, and they have a home in the sun with a Father, Son, and Holy Spirit forever. And so with that hope that transforms and transcends, does not ignore any suffering but takes it in, I'd invite us to take into our heart everybody in the world, that we would truly be us today, that we would be a we, that we know we are a people for whom a child is born, an earth for whom dominion rests, vast and forever peaceful, as we hear in Isaiah, a longing that becomes our activity, our reaching out, our claiming that as a, not possibility, but actuality, but as a people together, walking with each other, making our way into a new year and a new time. This is a celebration that calls for that pause that we take so often with these reflections, a time of deep, rich, fertile quiet, that the word would find a place in our hearts, and dying indeed as the seed of Christ's life will rise up in us, newborn in this moment, for new greetings of cheer, of meals shared, of presents opened, of smiles across tables that, and around living rooms and by fireplaces and down streetways and across between peoples and nations, the greetings, the simple treasuring of each other as a people, as creatures, as all of creation that has been waiting and waits for this day, truly today, true peace has come down to us, the ancient image from heaven, rising up in us now as we carry it forth to others. So simply, again, and in all these words, I share the love that the Mount community has for you and the treasure we have of being connected through these times and in other ways. And when tragedy strikes and we feel divided, let us bridge all of that with Christ's peace. Let us reach across the table now and around the room and pass the dressing and share that last piece of mincemeat pie or lift a seltzer, whatever it is you have at hand, to the other, to the friend, to the one to become a friend again, to the family member that needs the healing and care that Christ brings to our hearts we might extend to others. Merry Christmas from all of us at the mountain. Merry Christmas right now. Breathe deeply, for we are not alone. Not only has Christ come, but Christ Jesus, the Lord, has come to us that we might be us again, a people bound, brought together, treasured, treasuring one another in love. Peace and joy be yours this day, this moment, and coming days. Dan Riley for the Mount Irenaeus community, across the world and around the world, celebrating peace in and for the world through you and me, for and through us, all of us, right now.